background, Vladimir, can you do the Pledge of Allegiance for us?
Certainly. Stand, please. Hand on, over your heart. Ready? Begin. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God, indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that. So can we get a council roll call?
Sure, no problem. Vladimir Anderson?
Vladimir Anderson, present.
Eric Duane?
Present.
Alexis Federico?
Present.
Alexander Gonzalez?
Present.
Alex Maslin? Robert McDonald? Mario Munoz?
Present.
And Stephanie Wade?
Present.
We do have a quorum, Chair.
All right, fantastic. So now we'll open up the floor for public comment. At this time, members of the public may address the council regarding any items within the subject jurisdiction, provided that no action is to be taken on off-agenda items unless authorized by law, and we'll be limiting your comments to 3 minutes. When you comment, your comments to individuals or staff members are not permitted. Those are prohibited. You must speak through the chair. And again, allowed 3 minutes. Do we have any folks for public comment?
So we do have a couple of attendees. If you would like to speak now during public comment, please raise your hand and I will unmute you. Once again, if you would like to speak during public comment, please raise your hand and I will unmute you. I do not see anyone wishing to speak at this time.
All right, fantastic. We'll move on to item 5. Eric Ensley is here. Eric Ensley is the program manager for Orange County Veterans Employment Related Assistance Program. And Eric, you have the floor, sir.
Great. Well, thank you all for having me here to present the Orange County Veterans Employment Related Assistance Program. It's a new program. So I have a PowerPoint that I wanted to share. It's a brief one. If I can share my screen for a moment. And I'm not in my office, so I'm trying to figure out how to see if we can do this.
So Eric, at the bottom, you should have a green share screen tab. And if you choose that and select the screen you wish to share, it should work.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is it's really not the one I wanted to show. Hold on. Okay, can everyone see my screen now?
Yes.
I'm thinking yes. All right. Yes. So, again, thank you for having me here today. The VEAP program is a Workforce and Innovations Opportunity Act funded program. We were recently awarded $500,000 to serve military members who are within 180 days of their separation from active duty. Veterans with 1 year or greater post-service discharge that experience barriers to employment, including those with disabling conditions, veterans who are currently homeless, or at risk of homelessness, justice-involved veterans, and also potentially the eligible spouses. As a supportive services type of program or supportive employment program, we want to provide veterans an opportunity to work with a career manager, to develop a career plan, job coaching, interviewing, resume writing, work on barriers that they may face, especially for a vulnerable population of veterans who are experiencing homelessness and those who are justice involved, who have significant barriers to reintegration back into the workforce. We want to be able to help them present with opportunities to be successful in their transition and reintegrate by using and bridging some of our other community partnerships that we share here at the One Stop and other workforce development partners. We want to be intentional with our engagement by co-locating. Currently we're working on reestablishing our presence at Los Alamitos. We're also working on trying to get capacity building opportunities at Camp Pendleton by working with their transition readiness program. I think having a conversation with them for those veterans who are at least within 180 days of their separation from service. And I think now the focus with the Department of Defense is to try and connect with veterans who are transitioning out of service to start working on their career plan anywhere from 12 to 14 months out. For our justice involved veterans, we have an opportunity to train incarcerated veterans using our virtual reality to offer skills upgrades, opportunities for career exploration, as well as interest in other certain types of jobs that may be of interest to those veterans prior to their pre-release from incarceration. I think we have an opportunity to leverage a lot of our resources, including those that we have with the Veterans Benefits Administration, our Veterans Readiness and Employment, formerly was called Vocational Rehabilitation, as well as access to VA healthcare. Again, we have our Veterans Service Office to be able to coordinate a lot of that, those services and wraparound services with our partners. I think that's a broad reach for us, but at the same time, we're trying to reach veterans where they are. I think our opportunities to be able to co-locate at various locations, as well as using our mobile unit, which has computers, affords an opportunity for equitable access across the board. Many of our enrolled participants potentially will be able to help them work on connecting with employers and community partners, our workforce business services manager who can start working on job development opportunities as well as OJTs to ensure there is a mutual benefit for veteran job seekers as well as to our employers by leveraging veteran skills and knowledge and other attributes with a career to showcase mostly their military experience, but also taking advantage of their transferable skills that they may have or may have attained while on active duty. I think having this opportunity and platform with VEEP compiled with a lot of our other community partners has that opportunity for our veterans to try and get access to employers, but at the same time work on other potential barriers to access to either disability benefits or benefits overall in general. I think for the most part, that's it. I think trying to get to this body to try and expand our reach and share a lot of information on what VEEP can potentially do. I'm having a lot of collaborations that I heard earlier. There was a mention of supportive services for veterans and families. I'm trying to connect with and present to Volunteers of America, who has an SSVF program working with our homeless veterans as well as our transitioning veterans who are running into barriers securing housing, which also presents a barrier to successful reintegration to sustainable employment. I think, again, trying to leverage resources. Currently, we are aware of programs through the VA like Vocational Rehabilitation of Veterans Readiness and Education. For veterans who have service-connected disabilities that present a barrier to employment, VA has now developed another program called the Veterans Rapid Retraining Assistance Program for those veterans who are currently not eligible under the usual voc rehab standards for VA. They don't necessarily have to have a service-connected disability, but they do have to present with some potential barrier to employment access. And that's really it for me. Are there any questions for me at the moment?
Yeah, real quick, Eric, can you put your contact information in the chat? We had a request from one of the attendees for that contact information. If you could type that up in the chat, that would be great.
Yes, I'll put that in there. And also on our OC One Stop, there is a flyer. I didn't bring any flyers. I think I shared them, but I don't know if you guys have them on the V program itself. But also there's an interest email to where people can submit their information. The turnaround time for us really is within less than 24 hours of their submitting their inquiry regarding the program. We'll respond to them to answer whatever questions, as well as doing follow-ups. The connectivity is really trying to leverage all of our sources and program services so that folks will have that access.
That's fantastic. For those who have not gone through the transition process out of the military in any kind of a really productive manner, I think that's most of us who are around back in my day, our transition assistance, our TA, was not great. So really appreciative of the efforts that you're taking. I know someone had reached out to me for contacts down at Camp Pendleton, put them in touch with that transition assistance program that's down there at Camp Pendleton. But I'm wondering too, if there's some other Orange County bases, Joint Forces Training Base, La Salle, I don't know if they have a transition center or if we have any contacts with them, but definitely be a good idea to check to make sure that we're covering all our bases inside and outside Orange County to make sure that any of those folks getting out of the service have these resources available.
And we, the V program, and actually Community Investment Division and Workforce Development Board, we're just waiting on the Army Corps of Engineers to finish taking a look at that space that we want to occupy to reestablish our presence on base. That will carry with it, hopefully, having a V person there as well, but also some of our community partners to bridge whatever that access may be. I think that once we were on that campus prior to COVID, it allowed for that very same thing for people who are transitioning out to have a connectivity in that building.
Got it. And when you say on that campus, you mean on Camp Pendleton?
I'm sorry. At Los Alamitos.
Oh, at Los Alamitos. Okay. Yeah. I was just talking about that. Okay. Fantastic. All right. And then again, congratulations on your promotion.
Thank you. It's been fun.
I'm really glad you're still here working with veterans in our county, right. Eric. Means a lot.
It's in my DNA. Thank you.
Anything else from council? All right. Thank you, Eric, for your time. We really appreciate that. Definitely a resource that we will be pushing out to our military members so they can get those resources for transition assistance. Moving to item 6, executive committee report. I'll just give my report. So Memorial Day was interesting. Prior to Memorial Day, we had coffee talk and the theme was honoring the fallen. It was a small but mighty group. And it was pretty awesome. Stephanie shared, I shared, some other folks shared, learned some things about a fellow council member that I didn't know, which was awesome. You know, we're all building that camaraderie, becoming closer as a community, but using coffee talk really for what it is, it's a little bit of a form of catharsis, a little bit a form of therapy. And so if you can see my frame, all right, then you can kind of guess what our topic will be at coffee talk this month, and that is pride in the military. So for those who are ready to join us, it's going to be the last Wednesday of the month at 8:30. Topic of conversation will be pride in the military. And I think it's very appropriate, especially for this council, because just about everybody here was a member of council when we put forth the letter in support of the discharge changes. And I know that there's quite a few of you that were very instrumental in writing that letter, you know, Stephanie for one, and I don't know who else had thrown in with it, but Stephanie was the primary writer of that. So thank you for that. And it was a unanimously supported effort. So absolutely fantastic. And I think that it feeds into this month and it being Pride Month being absolutely appropriate for that topic of conversation at Coffee Talk on the last Wednesday of the month at 8:30. Memorial Day was interesting. And I say interesting because I had planned on attending an event in Los Alamitos, but a small family emergency erupted at that time and had to take care of that and unfortunately missed it. But I didn't feel the normal sense of loss from missing an event because poignantly, the Coffee Talk really served that. That was the Coffee Talk on the 26th was actually on the anniversary of my friend Rick Crocker's death in Haditha, Iraq. He died on May 26th in 2005. He was the reason I volunteered for a third tour in Iraq. And it was just really great to be able to share that with an amazingly compassionate group of fellow veterans and supporters. And I think that worked out my usual anxiety over Memorial Day. I was able to work it out that Wednesday. So thank everyone for attending that. And without any further comments, I will turn it over to Erica for item 7, our OC VSO update.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Can everyone hear me okay? I'm having audio issues, so I kind of had to sign in twice, once through Zoom and once through the phone. We're okay on audio? Great. Okay, so just a few updates regarding our County Veteran Service Office. So hopefully all of you saw the most recent edition of our monthly communication, which is the Big Voice. So we are serving veterans in record numbers these days. In April alone, we had over 2,000 contacts with veterans. We filed 681 claims, and the total awards that came in the month of April paid out by the VA to veterans that we assisted was over $522,000. And that also includes savings from the college fee waiver program. We are knee deep into our college fee waiver season. We always are this time of year with the summer approaching. Everyone wants to make sure that those benefits get in place for the fall semester. So our claims reps are very busy with not only assisting veterans with their claims appointments, but also processing those college fee waivers in a timely manner. I'm happy to report that as busy as we've been, we are completely caught up on all of our backlog. What is the day on the calendar? Let's mark this in history because we have gotten back to every one of the veterans who have inquired about scheduling an appointment with our office and gotten them all booked. We're actually for the VSD appointments, which is that DMV certification, we're offering same day appointments if they're needed. You know, if they can't take us up on the same day offer, we can get them in within one day if needed. And then our claims appointments are about 2 to 3 weeks out. And that's only because that's how long it takes for us to, you know, contact the veteran, let them know what's available, match it up with their calendar, and give them time to get all of their paperwork together so that that's a fruitful appointment. So we're very, very proud of the progress that we've made. I just want to thank OCVAC for all of their support and patience and suggestions for how we can really tackle this backlog and provide better quality service to veterans in Orange County. I think we're definitely headed in the right direction. I'm very proud of the team. The other thing I wanted to mention just in terms of the office is I think I touched on it last month in saying that we were interested in bringing on 2 veterans call center specialists. So we could have that dedicated phone line for veterans that were calling into our office rather than going to a centralized call center where we were taking messages and playing a bit of a phone tag. So we're using our ADRC grant funds, which are eligible for those 2 positions. And we're actually conducting interviews with our call center manager as we speak. So hopefully we'll have those candidates identified, job offered. The goal was July 1st. I don't know if that's going to happen. I feel like these days are going by faster than I can blink, but the goal is to really have something in place by the start of the new fiscal year. And then I also wanted to mention, I spent the last couple of days down in San Diego at the CalVet Leadership Summit. AQVAC was well represented. Bobby McDonald was down there. He gave a presentation on inclusion and equity and how we can better serve the underserved veterans in our community. So very interesting. We also got some great resources for serving transgender veterans. Elena, actually, while the panel was giving their presentation, Elena Kim, our veteran service officer, was with me, and she had to excuse herself because we got an emergency call from the office, and it was a transgender veteran in crisis, and we needed to be responsive. I think they were able to connect them with OC for Vets, but we just, it was highlighting how minimal resources that we know of in our office that are available for this particular specialized population. So we want to make sure that we build capacity within our own office to be able to respond to those situations. And then I also gave a presentation with Antoinette Balta and with VLI. Her and I talked about the collaboration between government and legal services when it comes to serving veterans and our partnership under the Prop 63 mental health grant funding. So that was very well attended. Orange County was very well represented by the state. And I'll tell you, it's a new day at CalVet, it feels like. Just the topics of what they covered in the summit really shows that they're trying to be very progressive and relevant. And the stigma and the stereotype of services for veterans being very male-centric, we just didn't feel it during the summit. So it was really nice to be there, great atmosphere. And then the last thing I wanted to mention is that we are starting a steering committee made up of stakeholders that provide services to older adults in Orange County to talk about some of the challenges of reopening and resuming in-person services post-COVID. You know, the older adult population has been disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, and there's still a lot of fear and anxiety among older adults in our community about re-engaging in in-person activities, going back to the senior centers, going back to the community centers, going back into adult daycare settings, or even visiting loved ones in long-term care facilities. So we're putting together a steering committee to talk about those and really put together a resource toolkit for volunteers and staff that are working in those settings to be able to identify some of the signs and symptoms of the long-term impacts of being isolated for more than a year, right? But this also includes not just older adults, but older veterans too. So I asked Ben Gales to join us on that steering committee. And then I'm also going to be talking with Jeff Pagano this afternoon to see if he would like to sit on that steering committee and represent the needs of older veterans. So just wanted you to be aware that that's happening. It's a very time-bound, focused steering committee. We're only going to have 4 meetings. We're going to start the first one in June. We'll meet again in July. We'll do some work in August, meet again in September and October, and then wrap up the project in November. Really, it's about putting the resource toolkit together and then also putting together a positive public awareness campaign about re-engaging in your community post COVID-19. And that's all I have.
Well, thank you for that. Are there any questions from council?
Yes. When in the foreseeable future do you see yourself being open physically so that veterans can start doing quote-unquote walk-ins?
I think that's a great question. There's a lot that we're waiting on in terms of that June 15th number. And so we really want to see what kind of announcements are made on June 15th to be able to plan. I will clarify that we are providing in-person services. We are appointment-based, but if the veteran chooses to meet with a claims rep in the office face-to-face in person, they have the ability to do that and can do that as soon as today. They've been able to do that all along. So I just wanted to make that clarification. In terms of walk-ins, we haven't been that open for our building just because we're in the yellow tier. We have to abide by building capacity issues, and we do share a building with other programs. So it's not just the Veteran Service Office. If we opened it up, we would be opening up to all those other programs as well. So I will keep you posted. If we have any concrete direction, I'll definitely share.
Erica, Vladimir Anderson.
Hi, Vladimir.
Hi. Would it be possible to attend either virtual or in person these meetings that you're having just to observe?
Which meetings are you referring to?
The elderly veterans and how to assimilate after COVID.
Oh, the steering committee.
Yes.
Sure. Let me confirm what the Zoom information is. I don't have it with me right now, but I'll send you an email after this meeting's over if you're interested.
Absolutely. Thank you, Erica.
Erica, this is Alex Gonzalez. If I could just comment real briefly, a couple of years ago, I was not on the OCVAC, but I was observing some of the activities. And as we know, we were closely examining the wait times that the Veteran Service Office was trying to navigate through and some of the staff retention issues that we were trying to fix. So I just wanted to briefly comment and just give praise to the staff for working so hard to work towards closing those numbers. It's not an easy endeavor. We all know, we here who work at in government know that it can be challenging to identify the right staff and also create a process to shorten that timeline. So I really just wanna give a shout out to staff for working so diligently on that. I'm very proud that we are working towards goals that are continuing to serve veterans in needs. And that's definitely one that we should sing high praises for. So thank you very much for all your hard work.
Thank you so much. We appreciate the support.
Any further comments? All right, we'll go. Oh, Stephanie.
I just wanted to ask, I know you were shooting for July 1st. Sorry about the noise in the background, but Erica, you think that by our July meeting, we should have those two new veterans call center folks in place?
I don't know if they'll be in place. Hopefully they'll be named. We, like I said, we're doing interviews today and it'll just depend on how successful we are. These are important positions. This is a first impression of our office many times. And so we'll be patient and make sure that we identify the right candidates and not just rush through the process, but hopefully we can find the right fit today. And then it'll just depend on how long it takes to onboard them.
That's great. And by the way, I want to echo what Alex said. I mean, and that call center is going to be another thing. And just really, as you said, that's been, I received an angry phone call last month in May from a veteran who was unhappy with what happened at the phone. So, and I know that isn't your staff's problem, but it reflects on it, you know? And so once you get that in place, I think it's going to be fantastic for veterans in the community, because they're just going to be pipelined into services more efficiently. And I really applaud everything you guys are doing. And I'm really happy about, you know, the work Elena's been doing. I had a chance to meet with her the other week. So
I'm glad you did, Stephanie. Thank you so much for your support.
All right, if there are no further items, we'll go ahead and move on to item 8. Is Ben Gales here? If he's not, we'll go ahead and move on past it. All right, we'll go with OC for Vets update, Kevin Alexander.
Thank you, sir. It's good to see everyone. Stephanie, I'm sorry I missed you last week. let's see, in terms of behavioral health services, things have been busy. My teams across all of the programs have been extremely active. We've seen a lot of veterans in need of both acute and mild and moderate need coming in to see us. We are seeing people on site as well as offering telehealth services, trying to be flexible and ensure that the needs of our community are met effectively. Outside of that, the only other changes we have coming to us are staffing changes on our peer side. I have one peer leaving at the end of this week, but I have two peers coming in to replace that position, as well as our open housing and employment specialist positions. So by the end of June, we will have two new peers on the team to provide support for the community. So very exciting. I'll have them up and running and trained probably within a month of their starting.
Fantastic. Any questions for Kevin?
All right.
Appreciate it. Now, on a personal note, I sent someone Kevin's way and he took care of him the same day. Just an amazing process. A veteran that was in crisis. So greatly appreciative of the services that Kevin and his office provide. So thank you on that one.
Thanks, sir. We're glad to support you.
Much appreciated. Do we have Ben Gales didn't show up, so we'll go with standing committees. Item 10, communications report. And I just saw that Alex Maslin dropped off. So Alex Maslin was on the call from Wyoming. He was driving across Wyoming celebrating his kid's birthday and made the effort to call in. And Erica hooked him up with the link, but I guess he was going through some spotty area. So he dropped off. I don't have anything passed from him for communications or elections, but he will be reaching out to you via email or making phone calls for anyone who's interested in running for chair or vice chair. Under item B, 10, subsection B, events outreach committee, do I have anything from Vlad or from Mario?
Negative, not at this time.
Okay.
Not at this time, sir.
All righty.
What do you want to do?
Still no Ben Gales. All right, we'll go ahead and move on to item 11, council comments. We can start with Alex Gonzalez.
Thank you, Chair. So I would just like to take a moment to briefly remark on some of the events I went to over the past month, or rather the Memorial Day event at Post 291 in Newport Beach. Would really like to thank the American Legion Post down there. Evan Planto, a special thank you to him and his team for putting on such a special, memorable event. It really, you know, encouraged me, myself, to really reflect on some of the experiences that I've been through and some of the losses that I've experienced as well. So was really happy to join that and be a part of it. Next, I would like to thank Kevin Alexander for giving me a walkthrough and tour of the county office yesterday and for showing me about all the great resources OC for Vets has to offer. It really cannot be emphasized enough how incredible this resource is to our veteran community here. And it's homegrown. We have an amazing team ready to respond in crises. And as you pointed out, Chair, Kevin and his team are just right on the ball, ready to respond. So I will be curious to learn more about how we can support his team, improve the resources there, and hopefully identify some future opportunities so that we can discuss opening opportunities for his team. And that's pretty much it. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you. Alexis?
I don't have anything, thanks.
Thank you. Mario?
Yes, yesterday I went around Orange County. First of all, I visited this place called Veterans Hall in downtown Santa Ana. I guess it's just veteran related on the outside. I guess the aesthetics I'm already forgetting the name of it, but it has a very beautiful kind of memorial inside the building. It's a law office and then other businesses there, you know, two veterans. So I went there and, you know, hey, what's why all the veteran stuff? So I'm trying to talk to the building manager to see, you know, kind of what's the backstory on that building and why it's called the Armory. There we go. That's the, in the front, there's a nice placard called the Armory. And then I went to the Veteran Legal Institute, which I found out that they're no longer in Santa Ana. They moved, right, last month, 2 months ago, into the Goodwill Tierney Center. So that's where they're located now. And that's exactly where I went. I went to the Tierney Center, just like Alexander. I ended up getting a tour. I got some information, and that's where I got this 5-year strategic plan from the Orange County Veterans and Family Collaborative. So I have a copy for Erica, and I have a copy for my county supervisor, Supervisor Doe. And that is it. I'll leave it at that.
I'm wondering if that isn't available online somewhere, maybe on their website in a PDF format.
You know what? I tried. Well, I'll look right now, and I'll
take a look too. Yeah, for sure. And if we have that, we'll get that to Erica. And Erica, if you wouldn't mind disseminating it to the rest of the council, that would be great. All right. Thank you, Mario. Vladimir?
I have nothing, sir.
All right. Stephanie?
I just have two things, really. The first is, you know, I mentioned before, but I had a chance to meet with Elena Kim. And Kevin, I did come by your offices and we did a walkthrough, but I'm sorry I didn't reach out to you directly. But yeah, we had, and you know, that's a great system, OC for Vets and the VSO being, you know, so collaborative and co-located in the same building. And so I got a really good sense of that. And I would say that I think Elena is, you know, bringing in some new energy and new ideas that are really, you know, helping out around there, and the morale seems good. And I was very excited to see it, and I encourage you know, my peers on this council, go spend some time with Erica if you can. I mean, she's pretty open and available. I mean, she's a busy lady, but she'll make time for you, and you'll get a better sense of what's going on at the VSO. And then the other thing I wanted to say is that Bobby McDonald, who I'm sorry isn't here to hear me say it, but he was the chief organizer and is one of the major forces in VFW post 3173, that's Anaheim. And they hosted a really thoughtful in-person Memorial Day service. And, you know, it was well attended by a lot of elected officials who spoke well, including Congressman Lou Correa and Congresswoman Kim. But in particular, you know, William Lauper, who's a retired Navy commander and runs the best JROTC I've ever seen at Troy High School in Fullerton. He was the keynote speaker and, you know, really had some touching things to say about the people we've lost. And so I wanted to thank Bobby, but I'll do it, you know, even behind his back. And say that, by the way, if you ever have an opportunity to organize an event where you need a color guard, reach out to Bill Lauper and the fine folks at Troy High School. Their JROTC program is the best color guard I think I've ever seen outside of, like, you know, the 8th and I people. And then the last thing I'll say is at that event, I also got to, you know, spend a little time with the supervisor I represent, Supervisor Chafee, who is currently the vice chair of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. And I was able to thank him for signing the letter that went out. I wish Supervisor Doe had been there, and I'd asked Mario to, you know, thank him on my behalf. I did write to his office and thank him when we did that letter. But I'm very cognizant that it is Pride Month, and I'm really grateful that I'm on a board that did unanimously support, you know, a letter that's gonna help some LGBT veterans, especially those who were kicked out, the 114,000 that were kicked out because of, you know, prior to the end of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And they really have some pressing needs. And a lot of them are the kind of people that show up disproportionately, or should at least should be showing up to get those services now. So so thanks very much to all of you for being so supportive. I really appreciate that.
All right, thank you, Stephanie. Do I have any other members like to make comments?
Just check the website. There is no five-year plan in the website. It's just hard copies. I was given to this by Denton at himself.
Okay, I bet Denton has a copy of it and I could get it from him. All right, and if not, if I could take a physical copy and turn it into a PDF, there's got to be a digital copy out there somewhere. Come on, it's 2021.
The Collaborative's website does offer a digital copy, I believe.
Oh, they do.
So if you go to ocvmfc.info, it should be available.
All right. And somebody, okay. We got the link there. All right, we appreciate it. I know Bobby just showed up, but Bobby, you have any comments for the council?
Yeah, it's good to be on here finally. It's hard to get Zoom for the phone when you're driving. But I learn one of these days. Been trying to get in on since. Anyway, be that as it may, I'm glad to be here. Glad to be on here. The last part of the meeting. But we're down at the Calvet. I'm assuming you're in a comments, closing comments or comments. We are, yeah.
And Bobby, we're having a really tough time hearing you. Something's going on with your audio.
Oh, well, that's par for the course today. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Good to have you here.
I'll send out a little report from what I did. Can you hear me from the Calvet then?
We can't really. You're coming in okay, broken, yeah, broken and garbled.
Thank you.
Broken and garbled.
Okay, that's
good. Broken, unreadable.
So then I'm out.
All right. Well, thank you, Bobby. Thank you, everyone, for sharing in your comments. And May is frequently a difficult month for many of us. So hopefully you found something productive to do during that time to remember the fallen and also enjoy some of the achievements of this group. We've got our VSO has come a long way. You know, we mentioned that, and kudos to all the efforts, Erica, Renee, who was your predecessor, you know, and now Elena. We have quite the crew representing and taking care of veterans in Orange County. So very grateful for that, and the distance and the measures that you've had to cover to be able to do that. There's been, I know sometimes some of these meetings have felt like in some small ways that the VSO is getting beat up. But all the words are constructive and loving, I'm sure. And fortunately, they have paid off. So very grateful for that. We know that there is a need for it. And it's clear to the staff and all of the management at the VSO that you see that, and you've been putting forth those efforts to be able to shore up the gaps in the support system. And for that, you know, we thank you. We've done a lot in this last year. I mean, that letter was huge, you know. The support of upgrading discharges for the LGBTQ plus community. So that's a huge accomplishment, I think, besides the other things and support that we've done. So hopefully, you know, this year, I don't think that we can go and say that there wasn't a month where we didn't help a veteran, or even a day for many of us. So I know some of you are out there working in various sectors. Mario is providing a great example in high school education, right? So they're getting to see what veterans look like, and Vladimir and Alex out in the community. Vladimir obviously retired now from law enforcement, but Alex out there on the daily, and then both Stephanie and Alexander serving in your capacity in government. And of course, Alexis and her phenomenal legal abilities that she brings to the table. Greatly appreciate that. And yeah, you're a fabulous snake pilot too. So I got to throw that out there. On a personal note, just wanted to say, if you didn't catch in the beginning, this is not just, it's the month has been kind of bittersweet. And at the Duane household, we lost the kid, and we lost him in a good way. He graduated from boot camp down at MCRD, and we were able to be there for that. And it was fantastic. He's now at MCT, Marine Combat Training, where he'll graduate on June 18th, which coincidentally is my Marine Corps anniversary. So I'm hoping to be there for that. And then my eldest child graduated with 2 bachelor's degrees in 4 years from Cal State Long Beach. So we're super excited for them, but they did not get into grad school. So they will be going into the workforce for about a year until they can put in their application for grad school. So super excited for that. Without any further information or comments, we'll go ahead and move to adjourn the meeting. Can I get a movement to adjourn?
I'd like to move to adjourn the meeting.
Second. All right, we'll go ahead and adjourn the meeting. Thank you everyone for your participation. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget the last Wednesday of the month, it's actually June 23rd. I misspoke and said, not the last Wednesday, the fourth Wednesday of the month will be Coffee Talk. And the theme will be Pride in the Military. All right, have a great day.
See you, everyone.
Take care.
What's everyone doing for 4th of July?
Ooh, that's a great question. It's a long weekend.